Listening 86. Mental Imbalance. My doctor told me after a brief consultation that I have a mental imbalance. He inspected me and concluded that I was bipolar, which is basically a stupid term to describe intense mood changes. And I didn't agree with his short-term solution of prescribing pills that would magically stabilize my emotions. I explained to him that my moods were an inevitable characteristic of being a passionate person. If the price I had to pay was being bipolar, then it was worth it. Anyway, the other day, I went to the market to fetch some photos I'd ordered months ago. I was really missing my ex-girlfriend, and as she was in the photos, I wanted to get them. Don't misunderstand me. I was happy the relationship was over, but I was still missing her. Anyway, as I walked towards the bus, there seemed to be an infinite choice of different buses. "Excuse me," I said to a man, "where's the bus to the shopping centre?"
"Sorry, there's no bus from here. You have to walk to the other side of the park."
My reaction was to look at the park and say, "Oh, shit. This news really depressed me." Suddenly, the old man who I'd asked was all offended and told me not to use words like that and that everybody else in the queue was quiet and why was I interfering with him? And he was shouting. Despite the fact I explained that I never intended to offend him and that all this was a misunderstanding, he was still angry. It was at that moment that I knew I was not crazy. It was the rest of the world, and apparently normal people, who were crazy.